الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. In the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. Praise be to God, the cherisher and sustainer of all the world. Most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those upon whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray. I mean, you may be seated. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, peace and blessings be upon His servant and messenger, Muhammad, forever. I mean, there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the servant of Allah. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. On behalf of the Chief Minister, the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad, and our minister here in Brooklyn, Minister Abedin Sharif, I would like to welcome you to Muhammad's Temple of Islam. You have chose to be in the place and only place on the planet today where you will receive knowledge of God. And today is a very, very special day in that on this day we will hear from our beloved Chief Minister, the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad, by way of radio hookup. So we welcome you. We ask you to sit back, to relax, throw out your mind any preconceived ideas that you may have that may not be correct concerning the teachings of the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad and the Nation of Islam, and take in that message that will be brought to you this day. The message that will be brought to you today will be a message that will benefit each and every one of us. But we can't be closed-minded. We have to be objective. And so we ask you to be objective and listen to the words that come forth today from our Chief Minister. The words will be all truth. There's nothing in the word that will be other than the truth. And once we recognize the word as being truth, we should accept it and then begin to apply the truth that we learn in our daily lives. Because many of us come to the temples, but yet after we hear a teaching of truth, a teaching of wisdom, a teaching of guidance, we go out in the street and we do the same thing all over again. So even though we have been taught certain ideas, if we don't put these ideas into practice, it actually goes for naught. So we have to keep this in mind, that what we receive today from the Nation of Islam, the Body of Christ, is a message that will actually grow us up, develop our minds. We have been taught by the Chief Minister that man means mind. So if we are minds, and not necessarily just flesh, we are minds, we have to bring our mind up to the level of human beings, in that we have to actually begin to practice living right. And here at Muhammad's Temple, you will learn how to live right. Those of you that are here for your first time, you may have went through a check-in procedure which you may not be familiar with, but we check because we know that our brothers and sisters carry all sorts of weapons and what have you on their person. And for your protection, as well as our protection, we ask that you leave things that could be used as weapons outside. And you will pick them up on the way out. So relax. We're your brothers and sisters. We want you to know this, that I'm your brother and you are my brother. I take you as my brother. And in Muhammad's temple, you will find peace, an atmosphere of peace and serenity. You don't have to worry about somebody breathing down your neck, looking at you all funny and what have you. it's not like that. We all come into this house of worship. We congregate together in unity. And in that unity, we feel strong. It strengthens us. And you can truthfully say, after you leave here, that yes, I was in a house of unity. I was in a house of brotherhood and sisterhood. This is what Muhammad's temple is all about. So relax, because the message that we received today, we want everyone to get. And you can't be tense in listening to the message, because if you're tense, your mind will be detracted to other things, and consequently, you might miss a word or two that may be very, very important in your life. Because sometimes it's just one word that a speaker may say that will actually begin to change your life. In fact, many of us that came to the temple, we all came for different reasons. But each of our reasons were satisfied because we heard something from the speaker that met our own particular needs. So relax. You know, if necessary, take a deep breath and just listen. And be patient, because since we won't be seeing a physical form in front of you, as we won't be seeing the chief minister himself, we will be hearing his voice. But actually, it's the voice that counts, because the voice carries the divine knowledge. But yet, not seeing an image, because our people have been physicalized, we tend to get kind of jittery and nervous and what have you in our seats, and some of us even get bored. But don't let boredom creep in. Just relax. Just listen to what is being said, and I guarantee you, you will learn much from the chief minister on this day. Now, prior to the chief minister, one of our beloved brother ministers is going to come down and speak to you for a few moments. And at 3 p.m. New York time, 2 p.m. Chicago time, we will receive the broadcast. So again, I would like to thank you again for coming in. And I see there's only a few brothers here. There's more sisters than brothers, but on a day like today, we should make it our duty to bring more people to the temple. I mean, this place should be packed. Hopefully, be it the will of Allah, the temple will be filled by the time the chief minister comes on. But we should be in the temple early, because this way we can get our business taken care of and get everything out the way and just devote our full time and attention to the teachings of Islam. Another thing, brothers and sisters, when you come to the temple, you learn. I mean, it's not like a church. You go to a church, you hear a preacher foaming at the mouth, you know, jumping up and down, you know, you hear the organs, you hear the tambourines, the drums, you know. The temple is not about that. The temple does not play on an individual's emotions. When you come to Muhammad's temple, you're coming to learn. In fact, the word temple itself means a building or a place where you learn. In fact, if you look at the Jewish religion, they call their house of worship either synagogue or temple, which is the same thing. And all intelligent people, they have places set away for prayer, they have places set away, set aside for learning. And so when we come to Muhammad's temple, we come to learn. But the only difference being that when we come to Muhammad's temple, we come to learn about God, whose proper name is Allah. Whereas you go to a school to learn book knowledge or worldly knowledge, when you come to Muhammad's temple, you come to learn about God and learn about yourself. Because in reality, all of us are God. We're small gods. We master our own destiny, so to speak. Many of you are in different fields, you know. Many of you have different likes and dislikes, you know, and you kind of control your activities during each day. So you are the god over your particular situation, over your home. You know, you control your home, you govern your home. But there's the God who is the creator of everything, who is the sustainer of everything, and he's the one who we come to Muhammad's temple to learn about the Creator. So pay attention to what's being said, relax, and I guarantee you that those of you who have right in their heart, that have the sincerity to learn, the sincerity to actually want to understand what's being given to you this day, you will receive that understanding if you would just put your mind to it. So I see that our beloved brother minister, William 13X, has ascended the rostrum. I'm not going to take any more time from him, and we want to move right along with today's activities. So at this time, I thank you for listening, and may Allah forever continue to bless you as I bring before you our beloved brother minister, William 13X. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, peace and blessings be upon His servant and His messenger Muhammad forever. There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Assalamu alaikum. So happy to see you out here, brothers and sisters. Is it cold in here to you? Kind of chilly, isn't it? Yeah. We need more people. Right. Brothers and sisters, it's beautiful to have you out here this evening. We have a special treat for you. As you know, this is our fourth Sunday. And every fourth Sunday, we listen to the words of our chief minister, the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. The importance of this fourth Sunday is one of dire necessity. We must come out and listen to what our chief minister has to say at least once a month. We listen to what he says at least once a month by coming here to Muhammad's Temple of Islam, number 7C, or any of Muhammad's temples. The fourth Sunday of the month is reserved for the broadcast that's coming straight from Chicago from our chief minister, the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. This is one of the ways that he can, we can feel his presence everywhere at the same time. We have the occasion, or used to have the occasion of Savior's Day, when all of us went to Chicago to see and hear him. But now the Nation of Islam has grown so big that it's almost impossible and inconceivable to imagine all of us going to Chicago. Where can they hold us? Where can we sit down at? Where can we, what kind of place other than just being outside in a cold stadium somewhere in Chicago in the month of February? That's too much. So these closed circuit broadcasts are used to convey his words directly to us. This is a direct communication straight from our chief minister, the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. We like to hear what he has to say. The words that come from him are life-giving words. Sometimes there are those of us that might have a little hang-up on how we gain the teachings of the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. So therefore, Sunday, the fourth Sunday of the month, is set aside so that we can hear him. Many of us never heard him before, but you can hear him direct, coming straight from Chicago. So we're thankful to have your presence here this evening. We're thankful that you set aside the time this afternoon to come to Muhammad's Temple of Islam and hear our chief minister, the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. We want you to be patient. We are a people who, in the past, before Islam, when we were out in the world, I know I speak for myself, that I used to sit around those places of ill repute for days, for hours, and I didn't get impatient, but I sat there, sometimes with empty glass in front of me, just to kill time. And if you be truthful with yourself, you do the same thing. Some of us go to movies, and now they show three movies, not just one, but they show three movies, and that's about 6 hours. And you sit up in the movie for 6 hours, listening to something that does you no good.
That's right.
Right?
Yes, sir.
And you don't lose patience. Some of you go to houses of worship, which haven't done us any good in all of the years that we've been in America.
That's right.
It's a hard statement, but it's true.
That's right.
What has the church done for us in all of the years that we've been in America? What has the synagogue done for us in all the years that we've been in America? What has religion done for us? Grafted religion done for us ever since we've been in America? Nothing. But we go to these places of worship, we found a little peace, we gained a little something from it, from the little truth that we found in it, we gained some stability from it. But sometimes we stay there for hours, singing and dancing, partying right in the church. And if you be truthful with yourself, this is exactly what was going on. And we didn't get impatient. So now we have the greatest teacher, the greatest guide, the greatest leader that could have ever been given to any people, and we have him right here in our midst. Now I know that's a, you think it's a far-fetched statement, but I think it's the truth. In fact, I know it's the truth. Show me another people on the face of this earth that have been in the condition of you and I and have come up out of that condition and have made the progress that you see the Nation of Islam is making. Just point out another people. Point out another ethnic group that have made the progress that we've. You say, well, Prophet Muhammad, 1400 years ago. That's true. They have made plenty of progress. That was one of the greatest reformations that any people could have ever gone through up until today with me and you. The Prophet Muhammad, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, he was in his own home in Arabia. You and I are not in our own home. We're away from home. They spoke their own language. You and I have been taken away from our language. And now we speak a conglomeration of languages. There's no communication between each and every one of us. There's no communication between the churches that we go through. There's no communication between the political elements that we're dealing with. There's no communication on any level. So Prophet Muhammad, peace of Allah be upon him, 1400 years ago, he did a beautiful job.
That's right.
With those Arab brothers and sisters back there, 1400 years ago. Yes, he stopped them from drinking. He stopped them from smoking. He stopped them from fornicating. He stopped them from adultery. He made them one of the greatest peoples that the world had ever known up until today.
That's right.
But look where you're coming from. Look at yourself. Examine your condition. Examine where you are. Some of us can't even see our condition because our mind have been so turned around that we think we're something that we're not. We have been, as the chief minister say, subliminally seduced. Subliminally seduced, meaning your mind have been taken away from you and you don't even know it. And we could ask you one question and you would bear witness from your own mouth that you don't have your own mind. So we have a greater problem than the Arabs did 1400 years ago. We have a greater reformation to make among our people today than the Arabs did 1400 years ago. We're coming from a long ways. There's none of us in here. At one time, there's none of us in here that can point toward home. We didn't even know where home was. That's the shape we was in. At least the Arabs, at least they were walking around at home. They might have had not had a name for it, but at least they was walking around in their home. You and I, we didn't even know where it was. At least they knew what the names was. We don't even have that. You say, well, the Arabs, they buried their daughters. Well, that's true. They were superstitious people, and they buried their daughters. They wanted sons so bad that they buried their daughters. They were ashamed to have a girl baby, and they actually buried them. Buried her. Holy Quran say, of what sin did I commit to be killed? That's the baby crying out from the grave. That's a terrible thing.
That's right.
But look at the condition that we're in today. How many babies do we kill? How many babies do we slaughter? And we don't even ask ourselves that question. That's something.
That's right.
So I say we got a great problem today. I say we got a greater problem than the Arabs did 1,400 years ago. Even when we solve our physical problems, then we have to go right into our mental problems. And many of us are mentally unbalanced. We don't even realize it, but we're mentally unbalanced. So we take this Sunday, fourth Sunday of every month, to listen to our chief minister, the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad, who is giving us the divine revelation. He's not an ordinary minister. He's not an ordinary man. Yeah, he's our brother, but the wisdom, the mind that he has is above the ordinary. And he is feeding us from his mind that is enabling us to grow mentally, morally, spiritually, whatever aspect we desire, he is giving us that knowledge. So all we have to do is sit and listen to what he has to say. Don't get impatient. Don't get impatient. The brothers and sisters that are sitting next to you or around you, then we'll give each other a little warmth. They got this thing set on the thermostat. I think we ought to bring the temperature up just a little bit. You know, I don't know who said it. It must have been one of the Caucasian community that said it. Well, they can stand a little more cold weather than we can. But I don't like cold. I can't stand it. So just have patience, and when the minister comes or when the minister speaks to us, listen to what he has to say. Absorb it. Open up your mind. Open up your heart. Because what he has to say to you will give you life. What he has to say to you will feed you exactly what you need. I don't care what you need. You'll get it when you hear the wisdom of the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad.
That's right.
I don't care what problem you think you have. That you may think there's no solution to that problem. Listen to his words. Listen to our chief minister, the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad, and you'll find the solution in his words.
That's right.
There's greatness in what he has to offer us. Just as the Holy Quran that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad 1,400 years ago that made the Arabs the great nation, the Islamic world, a world of Islam. And now they have material wealth now. Is that right?
That's right.
They're still a great people. Then we have the same book. We have the same book. Only it's coming out of the head of another man, being interpreted to us through another man, through the mind of another man. And our destiny is already written. You don't have to go and hope that we'll be successful. You don't have to do that. We know we're going to be successful. All we have to do is pick up the scriptures. All praises be to Allah. I mean, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Those of us that are already following the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad, we know we're going to be successful.
Right.
We know that we're going through stages of development.
That's right.
We won't be it overnight, but everything takes time.
Right.
Farmers, when they plant seeds in their earth, they don't get up the next morning and eat the fruit of what they planted. No, it takes time. And if it takes time between planting the seed and harvest, well, quite naturally it's going to take time between planting seeds of wisdom in your mind and the time that evolves or passes between you deriving the fruits from that seed that will be planted into your mind this afternoon. So this is what Islam is all about. We want to plant some seeds in your mind. It's good seeds. It's seeds that will grow into a beautiful harvest. And everybody likes to participate in harvest time. Especially when you're hungry. So we're hungry for truth today. We're hungry for knowledge. We're hungry for wisdom. We're hungry for understanding. You might say, well, I'm hungry for food. Well, we ate plenty of food, but that didn't do us any good. Many of us ate the wrong food. So we have to come here and get knowledge of what kind of food we should eat. We need that kind of knowledge. Some of us say, well, I need material wealth. I need a home. I need clothing. I need money. Well, if you come here to Muhammad's Temple of Islam and listen to words of wisdom, then wisdom is money. Knowledge is money. We'll teach you how to get some money. We'll teach you how to get the material things of life. We'll teach you how to get those things. Anything that you desire in this world, there is a way how to gain those things. There's a way how to get it. All you have to know is what knowledge do I have in order to attain those things. So here at Muhammad's Temple of Islam, we have that knowledge. You can attain it. It's free. It don't cost you anything. It's free. And that's what makes it so beautiful. That's what makes it so beautiful. We don't close the door to anyone. Everybody can come to Muhammad's Temple of Islam.
That's right.
Everybody. And it's all free. There's no charge for it. You can sit and bathe in it as long as you want. Come back as frequently as you desire. Now, what's wrong with that? Is anything wrong with that?
No, sir.
There's nothing wrong with that. Religion is supposed to get us out of the shape, the bad condition that we found ourselves in. Religion. If it was religion that made us, put us in a bad condition, then it's got to be religion that take us out of it. It's got to be. That's mathematics. Mathematically speaking, if it took us 400 years to get in bad shape, then it's supposed to take us 400 years to get out of bad shape. But the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad, with the teachings that he's given to us, it shouldn't take us 400 years. It shouldn't even take 400 days. It should be overnight, really. It depends on how much of this wisdom we apply. You can talk it, but it takes practice or the implication of it in order to gain something from it. It's just like exercise. As long as you don't exercise, you're always going to feel a need for development, muscular development. And when you finally start exercising and you feel the aches and pains, that shows us how bad we needed exercise. But don't let the aches and pains stop you from exercising. That means we have to continue exercising. Same way it is with wisdom. The same way it is with wisdom. When you come and hear knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, you don't hear it all the first time, but you got to keep coming back. And when you keep coming back, you keep implementing that which you heard. And you'll get stronger and stronger and richer and richer and prettier and prettier. Pretty soon that old dusty, rusty skin will disappear and your skin will be nice and shiny without a blemish on it. You'll begin to walk straight and tall and you won't bend over anymore. You begin to speak better. You won't use profanity every third word. You'll try to elevate and help your brothers and sisters to grow up. And this is what we want. We have to do this. So at this time, I want to call before us our secretary, who will bring to us the next phase of our program this afternoon. He will read to us the announcement. So listen to him attentively. Listen to the words that come from his mouth, because he has something very important that he wants to convey to you. So let's give him a hearty round of applause, Brother Secretary Julius Six-X.
Let's hear it for Minister William 13-X. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, peace and blessings upon His servant and His messenger Muhammad forever. I mean, there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. As-salamu alaykum. Brothers and sisters, we're having the announcements a little early today because we expect to begin receiving the transmission from Chicago a little early. They called us in Friday night and they wanted us to be prepared. And when they ask us to be prepared, we do this here and we obey. So we're going to have a few brief announcements and we'll be moving right along. First and foremost, we want you to be aware of the significance of the Bilalian News. The Bilalian News is the main vehicle of propagating the faith of Islam as taught by the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. This particular article this week, the artificial brain, or artificial brains, is very significant in that at one time or another, each and every one of us, to some degree or another, had or still possess artificial brains. So now that we are coming out of the, or into the understanding of what a divine brain is and divine mind is, it becomes our duty to take this particular vessel of propagation of the faith out through our communities so that we can encourage and enlighten our brothers and sisters into the knowledge of themselves. Now, in addition to having the Bilalian News, we also have radio broadcasts of Mr. Muhammad Speaks to New York. We have two broadcasts on Sunday. We have an 8 a.m. broadcast on radio station WBLS 107.5 on your FM dial. We have a 2 p.m. broadcast on radio station WLIB 1190 on your AM dial. Now, that's for the brothers and sisters that may need a little orientation before they come, or they ask you questions. What will it be like? This type thing. So we should refer them, if they don't come out to the temple at first, refer them either to the Bilalian News or to the radio broadcast. But if they desire to come out to the temple, you can come to this temple at 120 Madison Street. We have a temple at 1677 St. John's between Ralph and Howard, another at 830 Park on the corner of Notion, one at 700 Evergreen on the corner of Covert. We have teachings in the Flatbush area, in the Coney Island area, and also in the Far Rockaway area. And whenever you come out to any of the temples, always bring someone with you who has not yet heard the teachings. Now, we have an announcement that Muhammad's Temple of Islam number 7B, that's in Long Island, cordially invites you to attend their first annual halal feast. Minister Omar will be the host minister, and the keynote speaker will be Minister Jeremiah Shaheed Muslim Shabazz, who is the East Coast regional representative of the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. Now, this particular feast will be held at the Le Cordon Bleu, 9601 Jamaica Avenue, Woodhaven, New York. And there will be special guest speakers, live entertainment. The attire will be formal, and the donation is only $20. Moving right along, we have one additional announcement we'd like to do at this time. And this announcement is to the believers from our headquarter office at Chicago. And the letter begins, As-salamu alaykum. It says, dear believers, the chief minister, the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad, has issued instructions that the Savior's Day gift for this year should be whatever each believer wishes to give. Accordingly, no minimum amount is to be set by any laborer. The chief minister wishes his followers to know that he is determined to protect their hard-earned money donated to this fund and will not allow it to be used for any purpose other than the propagation of Islam. The date for the Savior's Day meeting and activities will be on Sunday, February 29, 1976. Now, for those who may not know, we will be having Savior's Day activities here in the New York area. The exact location has not yet been determined, but it will be via closed circuit TV. The Nation of Islam has grown to the point that there's no one arena or hall or edifice that can hold all of the believers that would want to come out to the Savior's Day activities. So by the use of modern equipment, we will have the Savior's Day activities beamed into six locations around the country. They'll be in New York, in Philadelphia, in Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Georgia, Dallas, Texas, and Los Angeles, California. And that way, more people will be able to see the activities and take part in it, and at the same time, more people will get the thorough light of Islam as taught by our leader and teacher, the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. And we have an announcement from the Child Interest Committee. But before we go to that announcement, in light of the fact that the chief minister has said that the believers should give whatever they wish to give, we had three believers to come up today to make some very beautiful donations. Brother Floyd 4X has donated $100 to the Savior's Day gift. Brother Peter 3X also donated $100 to the Savior's Day gift. And Sister Maddie 2X donated $50 towards the Savior's Day gift. Let's give them a hearty round of applause. This is a very good sign, because sometimes when some of us get the option to do what we want, we do very little. But these believers are illustrating that they are truly believers, and if Allah has blessed them with it, they are giving it. Now, we have a few brothers and sisters who are in the hospital, a brother and a sister. We have Brother Bruce 12X. He is in Kings County Hospital. We have the visiting hours in the rear upon dismissal. And we have Sister Ozzie Grant, and she is also in Kings County, and we have that information available in the rear upon dismissal. And we want you to know that as our brothers and sisters, if they are sick, whether it be at home or whether it be in the hospital, we ask you to visit them. Because oftentimes, when a person is sick or down and out, it helps to have someone to come and give them a good word and help them in the Islam and upgrade their spirit. Now, the Child Interest Committee will be having a meeting this Thursday at the home of Sister Deborah 81, and her address we'll give you in the rear upon dismissal. Now, all believers are requested to please bring in the monies and receipts from the contribution drive that we had for the University of Islam that was sponsored by the Child Interest Committee. And these monies will be accepted or received in the blue room immediately following the meeting. So we have no further announcements at this time. If we get an opportunity a little later on, we have a little more that we can bring to you, but we want to move along so that we will be prepared to receive the Chicago broadcast. So let's bring back to the rostrum Minister William 13, who will take us further into the program. Minister William.
Now 2:41, and we want to go into our charity drive. Our Chief Minister, the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad, the broadcast should be coming in about 20 minutes. Should be here about 3 o'clock. So we have 20 minutes in which to take care of some very, very important business. And this is our charity drive. Those of us who are familiar with it, let us participate. Those of us who are not familiar with this, we hope that you get caught up in this spirit of giving. We recognize the fact that it takes money to build nations, and we know that we're coming up from the bottom. And what makes us so beautiful? What makes us so beautiful? Here's a people coming up from nothing, that are minority people that have spent over $15 billion a year and don't have anything to show for it. Yeah, something. Of people that spend over $15 billion a year and don't have anything to show for it. And we spend more money than the government of Canada. We spend more money than the Egyptian government. In fact, we got more people than the Egyptian government and got more people than the Canadian government. And yet we don't have anything to show for all of that money. $15 billion, and that figure, I'm quoting the figure that we were dealing with 10 years ago. $15 billion, and we don't have anything to show for it. So it's a miracle when a people of our caliber who have had nothing, when the world sees us coming up from the bottom, coming up from the bottomless pit of hell, rising up and start building and growing and getting cultivated and refined, sending our children back and forth to school. Do you know how they look at us? Do you know that that's a miracle? Do you know that we have done the impossible? But do you know that it takes money? So we're going to ask you to go into your pocket. We want you to go into your pocket, dig deep. We want you to exercise your understanding that it takes money to build a nation. We know that it takes money for you to run your family, but it takes money for us to build a nation also. So whatever you have to give, whatever you have to offer, whatever you have to sacrifice, then we want you to make that sacrifice. The word sacrifice means when you take something that you need and you give a portion of it. That's sacrifice. If you have abundance and you give a portion of it, that's not sacrifice. But when you give it and you feel that the parting of it, when you feel, when you give something that you need, a portion of something that you need, and you say, well, I'll just strive hard to replace that or which I gave, then that's a sacrifice. And this is what we want you to do this afternoon. We want everyone, each and every one of us, to make a sacrifice. We want our nation to keep growing. We want our chief minister to be able to stand up as our leader, teacher, and guide, and make the world see him and see us through him. We want these things. We want more material. We want more schools. We want more farmland. We want everything because we need everything. And most of all, we want to keep teaching this Islam that the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad is teaching because we want all of our people to come into the nation. Because the whole earth is the nation of Islam. So those of us who have the charity receipts, please pass out those receipts. So whatever you have, if you have $1,000, then feel free to put it on the slip. Some of us have $1,000. Some of us got $1 million. And we won't give it back. We'll take it. So those of you that have $1 million, feel free to give it. If you have $500 million, then feel free to give it. If you have $50,000, then write it on the slip. We'll take it. If you want to write out a $50,000 money order, write it out. We'll take it. If you have $1,000, we'll take it. If you have $900, we'll take it. Because it takes money to grow. I know some of you look at me like I'm crazy. But I'm not crazy, that's the truth. There's some of us here, there's some of us here that have given thousands of dollars. Not nickels and dimes, but thousands of dollars. And they don't feel it. And they have been replaced or reimbursed that which they gave. So when you get your slip, write a big figure on there. And then when you get the second slip, write another big figure. And the third slip, write another big figure. But if you do it all with the first slip, then we can be started in about 6. We got 16 minutes to go. 16 minutes. I have two announcements here. I have an announcement here. We have been informed that Brother James 86X of Muhammad's Temple No. 2, headquarters in Chicago, Illinois. Brother James 86X, will he please stand? James 86X, still upstairs. Brother James 86X was formerly from Muhammad's Temple No. 7C right here in Brooklyn. Praise is due to Allah. So when he comes down, then he'll know that he got a little applause from us. They always come back home. They just can't stay away too long. Right. We have another visitor with us. And he also is formerly from Muhammad's Temple No. 7C, Brooklyn. Brother Jimmy X from Muhammad's Temple No. 3 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Will he please stand? Very good. All praises be to Allah. And Brother Jimmy, would you please take the greetings of peace back to our brothers and sisters in the Milwaukee, Wisconsin area? All right? Very good. I wondered what happened to you, brother. All praise is due to Allah. This is good. Say, travel broadens the scope.
How are we doing, brother? Slow start. They start slow.
Slow start. Secretary said we're off to a slow start. Here you go, Secretary. Right. We got to speed it up. The program will be on in 14 minutes. Speed it up. The faster we move, the quicker we can get to our chief minister. I'll read off some of the donations that we had. Secretary Julia 6X, $10. Give him a round of applause. Brother Charles Williams, $2.50. Praise is due to Allah. To go through this quick, let's applaud everything from $10 up, all right? Sister Corrine, 3X, $10. Praises due to Allah. All praises due to Allah. Brother Jimmy Wilson, $1. Brother James McFadder, $3. Brother Noel Hammond, it looks like, $2. Brother Jeffrey Wright, $1. We got 13 more minutes. Those of you that are here for your first time, well, I know you've seen enough of Islam and heard enough of Islam to participate. In fact, the last 45 minutes, you saw enough already to participate. There's no nation like us on the earth. No nation like us on the earth. You can go all over the earth and search and search and search, and you'll never find another nation like us. Sister Carol, 31X, $10. Praises be to Allah. Sister Marie, 29X, $10. Brother Samuel Davis, $5. Brother Robert W. Davis, $5. Brother Ernest, 23X, $5. Sister Patricia, 75X, $5. Brother William, 13X, $3. Sister, what is this?
England Team Chesney.